I know you look at it, it's a 75-55 loss, but it was kind of a tale of two halves. Hot shooting for Wichita Trinity in that first half, and you guys getting in a lot of foul trouble. In the second half, I think you have to love the effort from your team bouncing back after a tough first half.
You know, the girls, you know, we just got out of our game. We were reaching. We weren't doing things, you know, fundamentally right in the first half. And second half, you know, our goal was to win that second half. And the girls just stepped out. And instead of quitting, they came out on fire. They were moving the ball, finding the open person, getting everybody involved offensively, you know, and then defense stepped back up and got some key rebounds from the bigs on the inside, you know. So second half was a really, really good ball game.
Absolutely here. And, you know, just for whatever reason, just wasn't working in the first half. You had a lot of turnovers, and they were hustling a lot of the loose balls and the rebounds. And I think foul trouble also helped out as well. But they're hot shooting. And what was the message at halftime for your team?
You know, we didn't want to get beat on defensive transition. They were getting a lot of open looks on the three or open layups without us even having defensive people on the court. And so, you know, we really stressed that we were going to have at least two people back all the time. Somebody had to stop ball and just really get back and get everybody on defense before they could get an open look. So, you know, they listened and they got it done.
Well, I think this is probably a second half, especially a big confidence booster for some of your players. Amber led you with 18 this afternoon, but, you know, Erica had some good shots. She finally got a lot of those to drop and finally hit her first couple threes of the year at 12. And I think that's got a big confidence booster for her shooting. And also with Mallory there, what a transition they had in that second half, but she ended up with 6 points.
You know, the guards really stepped up and found their rhythm in their shots, and they were attacking and driving. You know, they weren't intimidated by the big girl on the inside. They just got those good looks at the basket, you know, so they did a great job.
This is a game, I know it's a tough setback, but way your second half played, much better there. You cut down a lot of turnovers as well. Is there some positives that you can take here with some confidence heading into Tuesday night's home game with Cimarron?
You know, when the game was over, we went to the locker room and I said, "How did you feel the second half?" And they all said, "We felt great." You know, that was what we wanted to accomplish in that second half. You know, everybody was involved. We found the good looks at the basket. We weren't making one pass and we weren't shooting. We were really 5 or 6 passes going in and out, you know. So offensively, that really is a key boost for us to know that we can do it, because we knew our defense can. So we just got to keep working.
Well, it was a busy weekend here for you guys, or week, I should say, 3 games, some quality teams, and face a pretty good schedule next week. Coach Amy Felker wrapping things up here. Thanks again, Coach, all week here, and we'll do it again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Adam.